face of the man, a great big expression of happiness.
So in this recording, I just take a moment to go into a little bit about why I started this whole project, why I do what I do, and some of the people who have helped to carry me along the way in how I got here. It's a short, sweet episode, and I start off by saying some thank yous to some very important people. So please, kick back, relax, enjoy the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you on the other side. This is King Caruso, Black History Buff, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's listening to my voice right now. In particular, I want to thank the people who have contributed to my Patreon. I'm going to name them by name. So that is Miriam, Georgia, Chloe, Kimberly. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Jane, Stephanie Doyle, Cleo Brown, Angelina, UniV Hair Sole, Alicia Anderson, Ashley Aaron, Kristen Bueno, Taisha Lewis, Jackie Matthews, James Cleveland, Christopher Antone, thank you so much, brother. Emily Osborne and Dwayne McTavius, who I think has possibly one of the greatest names I've ever heard in my life. Thank you, DM. I just want to thank these guys because without their contribution each month, it would be really difficult, now and impossible, for me to maintain social media accounts, maintain the podcast, to maintain my website, to purchase resources, to get rights to pictures, to do half of what I do. And I appreciate them so much. And I appreciate you guys who are listening to me right now. It's your energy, it's your feedback, it's your contribution that really pushes me to keep doing what I'm doing and to try and move forward and to try and improve. And I want to take this opportunity to kind of explain why I'm doing this to people who don't know. So I haven't started the social media accounts or this podcast because I'm some kind of activist. I've started this because I'm a father. And I think, like most people who strive to do anything that's out of their comfort zone, I'm doing it out of love. And in this particular instance, it's for the love of my son. When my son was 3 years of age, one day he just woke up and ping, he was color aware. It was literally like he just downloaded some new information and just woke up one morning and my beautiful little boy was like, "Hey, I'm black. What does that mean, Dad?" And I had to find some answers for him. And straight away, in an instant, my mind went to, how do I teach a three-year-old about slavery? How do I teach them about oppression? How do I teach them about the struggle? And the next thought right after that was disgust and shame in myself, in wondering why that was my first instinct. It kind of, and I have to be honest about it, it kind of shows how much the oppression and self-hate can get into you, and how it can, and how easily it can be passed on to another generation if you don't check yourself. So I did check myself, fortunately. And after kind of talking to my son and telling him about melanin and how it works and explaining to him why his hair is curly and how the curls in his hair follow the Fibonacci rule and how his hair grows towards the sun like every living thing in the world. And that was really important. My son has a massive curly afro. And I remember taking him out into the garden and saying to him, "All right, what direction does the grass grow?" And he says, "Up, Dad." And I said, "And what about the trees over there? What direction does that grow?" He says, "Up." And I said, "Son, so what direction do you grow?" He says, "Up." I said, "Now look up. What do you see up there?" And he said, the clouds and the sky. And I said, "And what else?" He said, "The sun, Dad." I said, "Look, son, everything that lives grows upwards towards the sun. What direction does your hair grow in, son?" And he went, "Up." And I said, "Exactly. Your hair grows up towards the sun because your hair is beautiful." And he smiled, and since that day, he has always claimed his afro. He doesn't want to cut his hair off. He's proud of his afro, and it's a really cool moment for me. But in terms of his history and the rest, once we'd gotten past melanin and gotten past his hair and explaining to him the wonders of it, and kind of started to fill him up with that positive self-image, I decided to tackle the history portion of it. Now, when I was younger, was fortunate enough to go to a Saturday school. So in London, there was an era where they had lots of Saturday schools, and my Saturday school was in Brixton. And it's only years later, in fact, once I'd started all my social media accounts, that I realized that the Saturday school that I went to was actually set up as a chapter of the British Black Panthers. But that's a story of the whole other day. But at the Saturday school, we learned black history, and we learned about Marcus Garvey and Bob Marley and great leaders from around the world. And I'd forgotten about it until I started thinking about teaching my son. And I realized that when I was a kid, they never taught me about slavery straight away. I didn't learn that till much later. In fact, I didn't learn that until I was about 15. But I knew some elements of black history. And so what I decided to do as a parent was to make the study of black history and black culture a priority in the household. I allowed my son to see me reading books, buying books, studying books on black history. I made it a priority in the house. I bought him a massive book that was way beyond his reading age. I mean, he was only 3 years old, and this book was maybe for 5, 6, maybe even 7 year olds. And I bought him this huge book of black history, and I told him, this is your book. It's ready for when you're ready. And I put it down and I didn't even read it. It just sat there on the shelf looking at him every day. And the reason I did it this way is because I wanted to make him curious. I wanted him to see that this was important to dad, that this was important in the house, that this was something of value that he should know about. And it was about a year later when I woke up one morning to find out that my son was already awake, and he was sat in the living room, curled up in the corner with the big book that I'd bought him a year earlier that was still maybe 2 to 3 years beyond his reading age. And he was reading about Marcus Garvey, and he told me about Marcus Garvey and Nelson Mandela very proudly, because he'd read the information in his black history book. And it really made me so proud and so happy to see that he had this curiosity, and it was there, like at this age, before the negativity of the world set in, that we were already pumping him up with positive images of himself, positive images of his culture and of his community. And I started the social media pages, and then eventually this podcast, as a way to create resources and to be a resource to do the same for other children and other people out there. I mean, since I started this, I learned so much history, and I approached the whole thing as a student. So I started the Instagram and I started the social media as a way to put out what I was learning, so that if I was wrong, I could be corrected. So I approached everything as a student rather than as a teacher. And I still do. You can still hear it to this day. I am the student, and I will always be a student. I'm a lifelong learner, and we learn from each other. And this community that is starting to form is just around what I'm doing is just a beautiful, loving community who are happy to learn and who are happy to also teach. And I'm receptive to that. And it's just grown and it's become a wonderful thing. And I just want to take this opportunity just to tell those people who don't know, thank you. To anyone who's hearing my voice right now, I'm taking this time to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for the fact checking. Thank you for the Patreon visits. Thank you for those who've contributed on PayPal. Thank you for going to the website, and for all those people who got messages from me asking for feedback on my website. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for letting me know when my posts were good And when they sucked, thank you for the likes, thank you for the shares, thank you for the comments. Most of all, thank you for the love. I really feel the love from this Pan-African community that I am surrounded by and that I am talking to. And I'm really feeling the love from the allies, those people who consider themselves to be allies and who act like allies, who really want to see this world be a fairer, more just, more honest and open place, who again have contributed their time and their energy and their likes and their feedback and their goodwill. So this is just me, King Karus, the Black History Buff, taking an opportunity to say thank you to everybody. My social media pages are now up and established. My website is now up and running, finally. And I'm just going to put that in perspective as well. To think that someone like me, who failed math in school, who failed English in school, who discovered later on in life that he was severely dyslexic and had to go back and achieve those qualifications later on in life, for someone like me to have written all these posts and taught myself how to do video editing and photography and audio editing, to build a website and then fill it full of words that I've written, for me is a massive accomplishment. And I only could have done it with the love of my family, for the love of my family, for the love of my son, for the love of my community, and for the love of everybody that's listening to my voice right now. Like, you guys are just amazing, and I hope my appreciation really comes across. So please keep listening to the show, keep following and sharing on social media, keep DMing me, keep tweeting me, keep hitting me on Facebook, keep emailing me. I do have an email address. It's podcast@blackhistorybuff.com. Please keep coming to the website, which is www.blackhistorybuff.com. Please keep letting me know when I'm getting it right and when I'm doing the right thing. And please keep letting me know when I'm doing it wrong. And please keep sending me information. You guys send the most amazing bits of information and facts and tidbits, and I really want more of that to come. Lastly, please keep listening to the podcast and please keep sharing it. I cannot believe that the podcast has now hit 12,000 listens as it stands at this point. 12,000 listens as it stands at this point. Just wow. And I think it has the potential to have even more, but I can't do anything without you guys, and I haven't done anything without you guys, so we move forward as a team. So this, whilst it's called the Black History Buff podcast, this is your podcast. So again, this is King Karus. I'm getting a bit emotional here. This is King Karus, the Black History Buff. Just saying thank you, I love you, I appreciate you all. Keep listening, I'm gonna keep reaching out, and you guys just keep reaching back. God bless.